It is the world famous K-Rock. I'm Megan Holiday here with Brian Bell of Weezer. We are at day one of the Beach Life Music Festival. And I was just telling you that this outfit is popping.
Well, and I was saying, well, thank you very much. It wasn't thought out too much, but a little bit. So those things have to happen because your first choice may not work, and it didn't. And mm-hmm. and I at least I had the wherewithal to know that the shirt that I originally put with this did not work, would clash too much. And then all of a sudden I found this and was pleasantly happy with the way it
I mean, it couldn't be a better fit for Beach Life because it's kind of, you know, it's sort of Hawaiian-ish.
Sort of Hawaiian-ish.
And you were also telling me that you have a policy where you aren't going to be shirtless on a beach.
No.
You have a shirts-only policy.
I'm an anti, men should always have some sort of cover-up on, even at the pool. You can look at old pictures of Sean Connery as James Bond and he'll prove that to you.
Right.
Yeah.
You just need hot babe by your side.
Well, that does help.
Maybe a Scottish accent. If you can swing it.
If you know what I mean? Sean Connery, you're set.
Oh my gosh.
People know what you got.
They know. Yeah. So how are you feeling? Are you excited to be back playing shows again?
Oh, it's the best. I mean, didn't those last 2 years suck?
It's horrible. Yeah. Horrible. I'm still getting my sea legs being back in the world, though.
Yeah, and I forgot how to speak to people.
Same.
I forgot what faces look like.
I don't know my name.
No. We were very productive, oddly enough, as far as making music.
Yes, you
we
were.
We made, I don't know how many records, like four or something? Yeah, and we're still, we have two more to make. Now I'm referring to this year, in 2022, we have four records coming out called Seasons, spelled S-Z-N-Z. I think that's for the Gen Z.
I believe it's for Gen Z.
We usually say hashtag before it. I didn't choose this, but we do know the names of the seasons are always the same, except for fall sometimes turns into autumn.
Oh, that's right.
It's not decided what we're going to call fall or autumn. I think we'll let sometimes fans decide which
way
they like calling
it. What about fodum?
Fodum.
You know?
I will throw that out there.
You can blend the two. Yeah. You're welcome, Weezer.
But all we know, we do have, we have finished summer and spring is already out. Summer's being mixed, like probably today, some of it. And I'm very happy with what I heard from the rough mixes and very excited for the for fall/autumn and winter coming up.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, the song A Little Bit of Love really, really got me in my feels. The first time I heard it, I really did tear up. I really did because I just felt like we're coming out of this horrible time.
Yes.
And then you guys bring this beautiful, uplifting song basically to just say, hey, we need to lead with love. This is a really crazy time that we're living in and we got to choose love. So thank you for
that
reminder.
Thank you very much. We will play that tonight. Looking forward to seeing how it goes over at a festival.
I will be bawling my eyes out in the corner.
The first time we ever play it in a scene like this, for sure. And I think it's going to be perfect in the Redondo Beach Life Festival.
Music Festival.
Yeah, I'm so fortunate that I get to be part of this, and I just wish other people that aren't here could be here. If you can make it tonight, try, but if not, try to come this weekend. It's the maybe the most chill music festival I've ever been to.
I agree. I came last year for my first time and I had a total blast. I just feel very relaxed, and I think it's because, you know, you're in the sunshine, you're by the water, and I just think that it's very, I don't know, people are here for the music. It's not it's not a scene. People are here because they're music fans.
You feel that out there. I was able to freely walk around without being harassed or people like, oh, there's somebody I can take a photo with and I don't know, put it on my Instagram and say I met somebody. But it wasn't that at all. It was just everybody's, you know, oh, cool. Like, you're having a good time. I'm having a good time. I'm not going to bother you. And I don't even care about you at all. But I care about what's going on in front of me. And it feels like people are in the present.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
I absolutely agree. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's just so nice to be at a place like this. And so much needed, because I just always feel just more like myself and more alive whenever I'm around live music.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember going to see a band when you were younger that you were like, yep, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life?
Well, so many. I'm trying to think if it was there a pinnacle show that I felt like this is what I want to do. I do know one of the kind of the scariest, most badass shows I've ever saw was when I was about 15. And I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee, so big alternative acts didn't come through very much unless it was like the Police or I know the Clash played there.
Ooh.
I was a little too young to know about the Clash when they came through. Saw the Police, but it's Black Flag.
Oh.
Came through town and played at a place called The Library, which was about a 200-seat bar, and a biker band opened for them called Saint Vitus. And it's called moshing or slam dancing or whatever we mm-hmm. were calling it in back then. But it was not that so much as it was an actual fist fight that went through the whole set. And I was just watching from a distance going, holy Christ. And it was blowing my mind. It actually blew the band's mind. I remember them saying, this is the wildest place we've ever played. Knoxville, Tennessee. And I thought, this is like a I mean, if you remember, there was a band called like Gay Bikers on Acid back in the day.
God, I don't know. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, these were just bikers on acid, I think.
Oh my gosh. It
was a wild show. I bought the shirt. It had this, some of the Slip It In tour, and it was this nun, and it was some dirty writing. I didn't even know what it meant, but I knew it like made people a little bit like worried uh-huh. about it, and that was the cool effect that band shirt should have. And I think it was around there I want to do that. But what I do also remember is when I decided this is what I wanted to do, I saw a band that I loved at the time, and I don't want to mention their name because it was a bad experience. I had just come to LA. I didn't have a car. I took a bus, I think, down to Long Beach or something. All day long it took me to get there. And when they finally came on stage, the lead singer was so drunk that I felt gypped. I mm-hmm. felt ripped off, and that's something I vowed never to do to anyone. I was like, I'm a kid. Like, I'll be playing for people like me one day. And I know the effort it took for me to get there,
yep.
and how disappointed I was. And as long as I never do that and let someone down who, yep. Struggled to get there, maybe took the bus, many different lines of the bus to see a favorite band and then like hate that band afterwards.
You got to deliver.
That it was just as ever been important as an amazing show, mm-hmm. was seeing a bad one. Someone I really respected, but then lost respect for. So,
totally. Yeah. Taking lessons from the things that you're seeing.
Yeah.
And what do you think? I mean, Weezer, you've been a band for such a long time. And I remember when I saw you guys on the Pork and Beans tour and you guys were wearing red matching tracksuits.
Yes.
And you had the little mini trampolines on stage and jumped. It was, but you know what? That was the moment. That was the moment where I was like, I understand them. Okay. They're just having a good time.
I'm glad someone understood.
I just felt like, you weren't taking yourself too seriously.
Certainly not.
And you were just having a great time. So what do you think has been the secret to Weezer staying together after all these years and you guys just continuing to have fun and make great albums?
Wow. I don't know if it's a secret. It's just, hard work. Unfortunately, everyone was like, what's the secret?
You're like hot sauce.
Yeah. Obviously it's finding like-minded, ambitious people that share a common interest and goal. That's very hard to find, and once you find that, make it work, whatever you can do. If you have to go through some lineup changes, do it, because what's most important is the music and fulfilling not only your own dreams but other people's, wanting to come and see you, and it's just so fortunate. It's hard to take steps outside of it, and look at it from that way, but secret, just hard work and just belief, I guess.
Yeah.
And not getting too bogged down with negativity and what the naysayers may say, because the haters will hate, as I'm told.
I've heard that,
maybe
too.
Maybe use that as a little bit of motivation.
A little fuel.
Yeah, why not?
Absolutely. So the new album, the next album of the Four Seasons Project will be Summer, coming out on the first day of summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the next one for you, for me, will be fall.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. That's right. It'll be Fawdum, you know?
Fawdum, yeah.
But Brian Bell, I just want to say thank you so much. This was such a fun time.
Yes, and also people... can see this. Our Hell of Mega Tour is now going to be in Europe this summer. If anyone
yes,
is
finally.
Going to travel to Europe this summer, maybe, you know, can coincide that with their plans. We'll be there. We'll Green Day will be there and Fall Out Boy will be there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I had such a great time seeing you guys at Rose Bowl or
Dodger Stadium.
Dodger Stadium. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
That was epic. So
was
thank you so much. Can't wait to watch Weezer tonight.
Okay, thank
Thanks
you.
For watching. I'm Megan Holiday. It's K-Rock. Okay.